My husband Jim knows well this typical sad look that crosses my face as I stare at my phone and learn some sort of heart-wrenching news on Facebook, through our ministry pages, or through a public news item, or some just it's so easy with today's internet connectivity to learn of some sort of painful prayer need. And whether people have asked for prayer or not, I know when it's time to pray, and I think he almost automatically knows that we need to pray for somebody again when that look crosses my face. And the Lord lifts off that burden of care that weighs on my heart after we pray. My sister Carrie, my husband, and I pray hard and often for many people. None of us are perfect. We all need Jesus, and that's an understatement. We all need prayer. And I'm very aware of my own personal weaknesses, that's for sure. But the Lord is my strength and my burden lifter. And so when this week I learned about some particularly searing heartaches experienced by people I know on Facebook, I felt resolved more than ever to pray for my Facebook friends. And that's why I'm on Facebook. For real, that's why. For Christian reasons, I frankly otherwise have burned out and would have deleted my account years ago if not for those purposes, to just share Christian encouragement, keep in touch with true friends, and share prayer, share Jesus. And since my health tends to fluctuate, I've found it to be a blessing to be able to pray for friends anytime and anywhere. And I'm thankful, very thankful for how the Lord's been at work, with a cumulative audience of over 65,000 on my sister's and my multiple Facebook ministry pages. So as the new year begins, let it be a time to begin fresh focus on the Lord through prayer. This week, my radio show and weekly devotional begin a special concentration on basic tips about prayer. So let's begin. Tip number one, just pray every single day. There's no other way but to pray and obey. I know it rhymes. Believe me, I know it rhymes. It's intentional, of course. And some people don't like that type of thing, but you know what? It is proven to help people remember the concept if something rhymes. So I'm going to repeat it again. Just pray every single day. There's no other way but to pray and obey. I know it's simple, but we need to remember that prayer needs to be a daily priority, a daily habit. Take God's word for it from 1 Peter 1:13. So prepare your minds for action. Be completely sober in spirit, steadfast, self-disciplined, spiritually and morally alert. Fix your hope completely on the grace of God that is coming to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. So how do we apply the preceding scripture in regards to prayer? Well, we need to essentially be disciplined about prayer and focus on Jesus and fix our hope completely on the grace of God that is coming to us who know him, when Jesus Christ is revealed. That's when, he is coming back. We need to focus on that fact. Talk about a motivator for prayer. We need to communicate with Christ who is coming back again. We need to be in touch with him until then and, of course, after then. That's for sure. I feel convicted that I need to pray more and think less about problems and other people's problems that make my heart ache. I need to think more about Jesus and less about the problems. I need to pray more and think less about problems. Can I get an amen? I hope so. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being willing to bear our burdens. We cast our cares upon you. All prayer requests submitted, we give to you and ask for your best for each request. We give you our hearts, our lives. We receive you, Jesus, as Savior and Lord. We rely on you for salvation. We repent. We turn to you. We welcome you We love you. Help us to help others. In Jesus' name, amen. Send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And remember, Jesus is with you. He still loves you. Let's pray and obey every single day.